This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2121. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded January 13th, Azores, Bangladesh, Botswana, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Ethiopia, Korea South, Mali, Myanmar, Nigeria, Romania, Turkey, UK, USA, Vatican, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Let's start off with a bang, Bangladesh, the only shortwave frequency from that country, 4750. Reported by Ralph S. W. Perry, Illinois, in the NASFA flash sheet, January 9th at 12:28. He says, poor to fair signal and noisy, but I'm not complaining. Better than nothing, given the nature of tropical band DX these days. There was an interval signal at 12:28, an opening announcement at 12:30. Lots of Bengali music, but I couldn't be sure whether all the talk was in Bengali or English. They had been carrying the external service in English during that half hour. The Bangladesh Betar, or Radio Bangladesh, program ended at 1300. Beware of other stations possibly on or near the same frequency in Indonesia or China. Hearing the Voice of America English relay on 17895, January 11th at 1723, which is listed via Botswana, led me to research a bit about the transmitter site. It's referred to as Selebi Fikwe, and sometimes as Mopeng Hill. The WRTH uses both, but where is this really? It's in east-central Botswana near the Zimbabwe border. It's about 100 kilometers south-southeast of Francistown, which is the second largest city in the country. Selebi Fikwe is half the size of Francistown and known for nickel mining. Mopeng Hill is also the transmitter site for Radio Botswana on 621 kHz and the VOA medium wave relay on 909, along with the shortwave transmitters. Mopeng Hill itself appears to be a much smaller location. On clear channel 1610 kHz, I was hearing CHHA Toronto January 8th at 0253, and it was in the Tagalog language, talking about the Philippine election with some English words mixed in. This Tagalog hour is scheduled at 02 to 03 UT Tuesday through Saturday. On Radio Voces Latinas, of course, Tagalog, nor other languages on the schedule, Punjabi and English, are not Latin, but they do have Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish. I heard a slogan, La Voz de la Comunidad, before, but I'm not sure that's an official slogan rather than Radio Voces Latinas. Here's a frequency even we in North America should keep an ear on, 7610 kHz. From Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports the Chilean Pirate Radio RCW, January 6th at 23:45 with orchestral music. Ron Howard in California was tuned to 6200, listening to Xizhang PBS Lhasa Tibet from 1218 UT January 11th. Until it was covered up by the other Chinese station on the same frequency. Voice of Jinling. They always have a double sign on. At 12:28, the transmitter came on and then went off and then came back on to stay at 12:29, in Chinese, of course. With several commercial announcements, an ad seemed to be about buying a new house and remodeling. The company provides design, materials, and construction. They can also provide furniture and kitchen appliances. He says it should be noted that new houses in China are not livable, and buyers need to install bathrooms and a kitchen, etc. The second ad was about Chinese music. At 12:30 started a program called Jing Jian Yin Yue Xing Fei Xian Hua Ren Xi Shong, which means Chinese Fashion Mosaic Music Edition. Sometimes, but not always, one frequency in English remains on from Radio Havana, Cuba. After 07 UT, 9700 was the case January 9th at 0722, when Ed Newman, quote-unquote, was playing a clip from the U.S. left-wing Democracy Now! Program. Amy Goodman reporting on migrants dying in the English Channel with no help from France or Britain. Say, how about some Democracy Now! In Cuba? Via Alan Pennington in communication of the British DS Club, something from Jan Sorensen on the Radio Oz Viola Facebook page as of December 17th. Denmark, Radio Oz Viola now is on 6055 weekends, but 5980 on Wednesdays. For the rest of the B-21 season, from 12 UT on the weekends, but the Midnight Jazz program is still on 5980 from 22 UT on Wednesdays. About Radio Cairo, Egypt, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, a remarkably well-modulated signal, January 9th at 15:30 on 9440 in Albanian. They can get it right if they try. Still the annoying buzz on this transmitter. The other one on 9900 had been off the air through January 8th. Undergoing repair, or have they given up? Indeed, on January 9th and 11th, I checked during the 21:15 UT English sesquihour, and there was no signal on 9899.6. A different situation on January 10th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, via the remote receiver in Holland, only a loud buzz was heard during the 15 UT broadcast in Albanian on 9440. On January 10th, Bruce Churchill in California was hearing the English transmission at 21:15 on 9899.6. using a remote receiver in, of all places, South Australia, opening English at 21:15, but usual poor modulation, only brief segments of understandable speech and music. It improved somewhat after 21:30. He says the speech was basically unintelligible, and the music was just good enough for Shazam to identify songs. Hardly armchair listening, but progress, however minimal. 2 days later, Bruce Churchill received an EQSL from Radio Cairo for that broadcast. He sent it to freqmeg@yahoo.com. Ethiopia Anon in the NASA fly sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois, reports on 15330, Radioni di Re Shagar from Oromia Public Media, transmitted via Issoudun, France. January 6th, it's at 1600 with a fairly good signal at 1620. And after Horn of Africa music, off the air at 16:30, relayed via the Issoudun, France site. Last week, about 4760, the only remaining domestic shortwave frequency from India, AIR in Lan, I said it was 1 sesquikilohertz below 4760, but I meant to say only 1 sesquihertz, as measured by Wolfgang Büschel. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports his observations of the jump-around clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, January 10th. Echo of Hope was on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105 at 1210 UT, which should continue on these frequencies through Sunday the 16th. The other one, Voice of the People, made no change from the previous week. Checked at 12:15 on 3910, 3930, 3480, which is best, 4450, 6520, and 6600. Voice of Freedom, the third one with only 1 frequency, was still on 6045 at 1220 UT, along with super jamming from North Korea, while the former frequency, 5920, was clear with no jamming. Ron says, so they moved to a frequency that was already being jammed from a frequency that was not jammed. It seems their broadcasts are not actually monitored there in South Korea, as the frequency assignments make little sense. And Ron Howard also reports that after a couple of weeks missing English on Wednesdays, Shokaze or Seabreeze was back in English Wednesday, January 12th on 6085 between 13 and 14 UT. From the Bamako Mali Relay, January 11th at 1728, on 13645, I heard one of the best signals on the band, Talk with Drumming. It's CGTN Radio China in Swahili. 100 kilowatt aimed 111 degrees right on Dar es Salaam, since it's in Swahili. So why is it so good over here? We're not directly off the back, which would be 291 degrees, but the backward beam does hit Havana, barely missing USA. More about the new clandestine for Myanmar, Mizima Radio, we reported last week, MIZZIMA. It's on 17730 via the UAE relay at 12 to 13 UT. Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, reports about it in his blog. He heard it signing on at 11:59 January 11th. A clear ID and announcements in Burmese, a good signal, except for some slight hum. However, the organization behind Mizima Radio is not new. It has been in existence since 1998, founded by veteran journalists of Myanmar's 1988 pro-democracy uprising. It has separate websites in Burmese and English, a free-to-air TV channel, a YouTube channel, satellite broadcasting, smartphone apps, social media presence, and a publications unit. Rob says, I find it fascinating that an organization boasting multimedia platforms should choose to utilize an old-school medium such as shortwave radio. Although it still operates inside Myanmar, there are clearly difficulties in carrying on its day-to-day business. That is due to interference by the military government. Kim Elliott comments, so if Mizima is a known media organization serving Burmese audiences, and we know the location and ownership of the transmitter, is this clandestine? Maybe we can call it an opposition station. Although if it's providing comprehensive news to Myanmar without excessive commentary, perhaps it's better described as an independent exile news station. As Rob writes, it would seem it has chosen shortwave radio as another platform to independently inform citizens inside the country of news events. So, Plan A, broadcast domestically. Plan B, if not allowed to broadcast domestically, use a website. Plan C, if your website is blocked domestically, use shortwave from abroad. But what about the other Burmese, and this is surely clandestine, Radio NUG for National Unity Government. It seemed to have disappeared at the end of the year, but they in fact changed their schedule. Mike Barraclough found the new details. It's at 02 to 0230 UT on 17790, and from 14 to 1430 on 11940. Via remote receiver, Wolfgang Büschel recorded this opening announcement.
This is Radio NUG, the voice of National Unity Government of Myanmar, broadcasting for Myanmar Spring Revolution. Radio NUG is transmitting from shortwave 16 meter, 17.79 megahertz at 8:30 a.m. and 25 meter, 11.94 megahertz at 8:30 p.m. Myanmar Standard Time. Radio
Transmitter site, Taiwan. Voice of Nigeria is often missing from its 06 UT broadcast, just below 7255, but Ron Howard in California was hearing it January 8th. Measured on their normal offset, 7254.94. And on that date, it was on early, from 0527, testing or adjusting the transmitter, playing non-stop pop songs in English by Celine Dion and others. It went on and off for a minute each time, modulation adjusted from lower to higher levels. And then from 0557, their interval signal, with pop African music. By 0623, he says, a good reception with a strong signal. Alexander Busniag in Germany says, Radio Romania International has resumed the Ukrainian language on shortwave. It had been off the air since November 2nd due to a problem with the rotatable antenna at their number 3 minor transmitter site, Seftika. But it was back on the air as of January 4th, according to their website, at 16 to 1630 and 18 to 1830 UT on 5955. And from 20 to 2030 on 5930. In British Columbia, Volodya Salmaniev was very glad to hear Ukrainian again from RRI, January 4th at 1803. Very good reception on 5955. On January 10th, Mike Terry also sees a frequency change for the English broadcast at 04 from Romania, beamed to India. 15260 and 17700, and both are now in DRM. Fortunately, the same transmission is aimed our way in AM on 6020 and 7410. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2121. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from an anonymous contributor who says, thanks again for another great year, Glenn. I'm often trying to monitor the English to North America from Voice of Turkey at 23 UT on 5960. But something's often erroneous at Emirlair or Uri at Ankara. Be a very good signal into the remote in Holland on the way to here, like 35 over 9, January 7th, but with an annoying squeal. One of the transmitters they alternately use there has this defect. Autonotch on the remote receiver did not get rid of it, but narrowing the sync bandwidth to less than 2.7 kHz did. At 2320, they had their strange feature Feeling Supreme, with a hard-to-understand woman talking about smearing honey on your lips 3 times a day. But by now there was also CCCCCCI from East Turkestan, standard remark. What's that? Chinese Communist Chinese Language Co-Channel Interference, or for short, 6CI. January 8th, it was just as strong into Holland, this time with good modulation and no squeal. However, by the time the signal got here, it was only poor with flutter. But taking the cake was January 10th. I only had a barely audible carrier direct, which must not have been Turkey, but instead East Turkestan. However, better signal into the remote in Maryland with undermodulated music, and apparently on the air intermittently. However, at 23:54, the interval signal was playing, as usual, backwards. I just started to record it when it cut off the air at 23:56. Could they be playing it off a reel-to-reel tape? Cassettes will not play backwards. I suppose some software could do it, deliberately or by accident. I haven't heard backwards music in years, thanks to Voice of Turkey. I wonder if the rest of the program was backwards. My Cooper forwards an AP story of January 6th. The BBC announced it has appointed Deborah Turness, T-U-R-N-E-S-S, as its new chief executive for news and current affairs, bringing to the broadcaster a vastly experienced journalist who previously held senior leadership positions at the news division of the American TV network, NBC. Turness, 54, comes to BBC from the British media company ITN, where she is currently CEO. And a native of England, she will replace Fran Unsworth, who is leaving at the end of January. Turness says, in the UK and around the world, there's never been a greater need for the BBC's powerful brand of impartial, trusted journalism. Mike Cooper, Dan Robinson, and Kim Andrew Elliott refer us to a press release from the Department of Justice, December 20th. Government contractor indicted for bribing public official. A federal grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia returned an indictment charging a North Carolina man with engaging in a bribery and fraud scheme with a former contracting officer for the Broadcasting Board of Governors, now known as the U.S. Agency for Global Media. William F. Snow, 70, of Jamestown, worked for a government contracting firm that previously provided professional staffing services to BBG. Between late 2014 and late 2016, Snow, in addition to a BBG contracting officer and others, allegedly agreed to hire and pay the contracting officer's relative for a job involving minimal work, and which resulted in payments to the relative that totaled more than 68 kilodollars. In exchange, the BBG contracting officer took official actions that benefited Snow, the contracting firm, and another executive, Rita Starliper, who previously pleaded guilty for her involvement in the scheme. As I think I mentioned before, the Voice of America provides a calendar for 2022. It's hard for Dentro Americans to get a hard copy, but anyone may print it out from the website in PDF. Lou Johnson says, did you print your VOA calendar? It has 31 days for November. Is that a new government work week for VOA? I see both November 31st and December 1st vie to occupy a Thursday. The calendar portrays many personnel in VOA language services, but they are all anonymous for security. Attention World of Radio listeners to IRRS 7290. Fridays at 1915 UT. On the third Friday of each month, we're preempted for something else. That will be next week, the 21st. So be sure to catch us on some other broadcast. On WRMI, another world of radio airing has been replaced by something else. It's Sunday at 23:30 on 9955. But we remain at the same time on another frequency, 5950. Also, 23 hours earlier, UT Sunday at midnight 30, World of Radio on 7730, but no longer 5950. As I said, from the first Sunday in January, Postcard Panorama has aired for a quarter hour at that time, and as I suspected, the same episode repeated on January 9th. One new program per month of radio-related musings and poetry by Tammy Walker. We may still have further chances to hear it on January 16th, 23rd, and 30th, before the next edition. Sad news on the American shortwave scene emerged on January 7th. Alan Weiner Worldwide reported that, according to Pastor Ken, Dave France of WWRB has passed away, perhaps of a stroke. Alan had spoken with him recently, and many times before, about engineering matters, and there may be no one but him who could operate WWRB on shortwave, but his son could handle the internet streaming. And yes, we are no longer hearing WWRB weekends only, which had been on 3215 before 0200, and then 3360. Quickly inquired for any confirmation and got these replies from Kim Elliott. He says the radio preacher who calls into WBCQ Saturday at midnight UT just said that Dave France had died. His show will be off WWRB for the time being. And Larry Will found a website, allwillstand.org, which said on January 2nd, I received a phone call from David France's son that he had went home to be with the Lord. Then I looked for obituaries in area newspapers, but have not found any. I also checked FCC info about WWRB and found a construction permit for something was accepted for filing July 19th of last year to expire 3 years later. But I've not been able to pull out what it was about. If Dave France died on January 2nd, it might have still been on the air, UT Sunday, January 2nd, but not UT Monday, January 3rd. My last log of it for sure was December 26th at 23:28 on 3215 when there was dead air. Anomaly at WEWN, January 10th at 15:48, I was surprised to hear Spanish at S9 on 5970. On the air much later than expected and parallel to 12050 at 10 over 9. But 5970 was off before 1600. Normally there's only one or the other. But Glenn Tapley had admitted to me that two different transmitters are used for the lower and higher frequencies. Supposedly 5970 at midnight to 14 and 12050 from 14 to 24. Could WHRI have been back on the air? Via shortwave bulletin, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reported 5920 December 31st at midnight 5 UT as WHRI with religion in English. However, he does not mention an actual ID. It had been registered for this span, both in this season and the previous one, but of course had been active for many months, while it's for sale to anyone but WBCQ. Possibly they came on briefly for a test. Several subsequent checks by me later, nothing on 5920. On January 10th, Matt Kickbush reports to me yet another format change here in the Milwaukee market. Last week, 540 WAUK AM dropped sports talk in syndication of ESPN and switched to progressive talk or liberal talk radio. For the time being, rebroadcasting all programming from 1580 WTTN Madison. WAUK will eventually begin local news talk shows focusing on Wisconsin topics with a liberal perspective, along with other nationally syndicated shows. They're branding themselves as the Shaw, S-H-A, named after the city of their future studios in Waukesha. Here's a way-off frequency AM station, reported by Rob Keeney, West Union, South Carolina, to the Medium Wave Offsets Group. At 0530 EST, I had a good carrier on 1379.732, and also on the Athens, Georgia, and Woodstock, Georgia remotes. With a little manipulation using LSB, I'm pretty sure this is WRAB, Arab, Alabama. I was able to ID the Rick and Bubba show, and it matched the WRAB stream, not audible on 1380 upper sideband. I always have fun computing the details of long path echoes on shortwave, and I heard another one January 10th at 1551 on 13830. That's Vatican Radio in Amharic, aimed, of course, toward Ethiopia, 135 degrees. Vatican is especially subject to long path echoes, since they radiate so much of the signal directly off the back, even if you don't hear an echo. That would be 315 degrees right toward us. I found the distance at distancefrom2.net and then calculated using the speed of light and subtracting the rest of the Earth's circumference to come up with a delay of 0.075 second, or approximately an echo of 1/13th of 1 second delayed. By the way, the parallel frequency of 11935 was not echoing. Venezuelan radio stations closed during 2021 by the regime of Nicolás Maduro. This was from El Diario of December 28th via Santiago San Gil in Venezuela in Cadena de X FB, translated by Christer Brunström of the Arctic Radio Club for Medium Wave Echo. Radio is the medium most affected by censorship in Venezuela, according to annual reports from different organizations promoting freedom of speech, including Espacio Público and Instituto Prensa y Sociedad, mostly about FM stations ordered off the air by the Comisión Nacional de Telecomunicaciones, CONATEL. It seems this is a problem for most radio stations, which have been in operation for more than 20 years, as new licenses are only issued by decision of the current government. Since 2009, Espacio Público has registered more than 190 closures of Venezuelan radio stations. This now includes the silenced voice of Radio Rumbos, one of Venezuela's oldest radio stations. It left the air last 20th of April after having been in operation for 71 years, a decision by the Supreme Court regarding the building where the station had its offices and studios. President of Circuito Gigante Rumbos declared that this only involved the 670 AM frequency, not politically motivated. And of course, I interject, Radio Rumbos was once on shortwave long ago. According to IPYS, many Venezuelan radio stations exercise self-censorship in order to avoid possible sanctions. Thus, there is more music and entertainment and less news and political comment. Quite serious, as no less than 71% of Venezuelans rely on radio to get the info they want and need. More about that radio teletype intruding on 6114. I'm still hearing it as of January 13th at 0703. There's been more discussion of this in the UDXF IO group. Mike Chase Ortiz is convinced it's coming from Azores, that is, a U.S. Navy transmitter. It's right up against Radio Nikkei Japan on 6115. If Congo is on the air, 6115, Ron Howard says it usually doesn't come on until about 0525. The short-term propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder: geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels January 17th with ANK indices of 15 and 4, and February 4th, 15 and 5. Solar flux rising from 110 January 14th to a peak of 120 January 17th to 24th, and down to 85 by January 30th. World of Radio 2121 concludes. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.